For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Governor Jerry Brown is calling the fires burning in California the new abnormal.
We have a real challenge here, threatening our whole way of life.
Brown says new ideas on everything from forest management to fire prevention will be needed to meet the challenge of climate change. He says the cost may be in the hundreds of billions, even within the span of a few years. The campfire near Chico has taken at least 25 lives, and Governor Brown has offered condolences.
Our thoughts and our prayers are with those who've lost loved ones, members of their family, neighbors and friends. This is truly a tragedy that all Californians can understand and respond to.
West of Los Angeles, more than 3,000 firefighters are still struggling to contain the Woolsey Fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump blames forestry management for the California fires as the number of deaths mount. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honia says Saturday was a difficult day of recovering bodies.
14 additional bodies were located, which brings our total number to 23.
President Trump's tweet blaming gross mismanagement for the devastating California wildfires, sparking a backlash from top firefighters associations, politicians, and celebrities. He doubled down today in another tweet, again blaming forest management, tweeting, "With proper forest management, we can stop the devastation constantly going on in California. Get smart."
A defense lawyer in Central Virginia has asked a judge to order the removal of a portrait of Confederate General Robert E. Lee for his African-American client's upcoming murder trial. The lawyer argued that this client should not be tried in the courtroom unless the painting is taken down, and that it could have a prejudicial effect on the jury hearing the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President George W. Bush and former First Lady Laura Bush are this year's recipients of the National Constitution Center's Liberty Medal. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former Vice President Joe Biden presenting it to the couple at the Philadelphia History Museum on Veterans Day. Biden says the commitment veterans and their families give to America is why initiatives like the Bush Institute are, quote, critically important, and he commended their efforts to honor and assist the brave men and women of the U.S. military. It's the second year that Biden has taken part in that Liberty Medal ceremony, last year presenting the award to late U.S. Senator John McCain. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The fall by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in her Supreme Court office on Wednesday, which broke her ribs, brought a greater awareness to the problem. John Clemens reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports every second of every day an older adult falls, causing the loss of life to 27,000 Americans. The CDC also reports falls account for 7 million others being injured, with an estimated cost of $31 billion for treatments paid for with annual Medicare costs. With more than 10,000 Americans turning 65 each day, the number of fall-related reports of loss of life and injuries will continue to surge unless preventive measures are taken. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News,